Good morning, everyone. It's a crazy morning over here.
Now, what have you got for me?
We got a big show for you. Big, big show. All
right. When is it?
It was yesterday.
You're kidding. Doesn't anyone do anything on Tuesdays anymore?
Wait.
It is today.
It's Tuesday.
Hey, it's Tuesday.
I'm just a happy camper, rocking and a rolling.
Welcome to the show.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Oh, so much to talk about today. Oh, my goodness. We're going to have to hit a couple of things pretty quickly so we can go through as much as I need to get through today. So first off, let's head to the poll question at 991fmtalk.com on this beautiful, again, beautiful Tuesday morning. Should three of seven school board members in Clark and Washoe counties be appointed positions? So, in other words, taking away your vote. This is what they're looking at the legislature. Should three of seven school board members in Clark and Washoe counties, because you know if it starts in Clark and Washoe, the liberal counties, it's going to move to the rurals. They're just going to say, oh, well, you know, this is the way it is for them, so we'll just put it everywhere. Taking away your vote once again. Democrats love that. Besides tax and spend, they love taking away your vote. And who's going to be appointing these positions? Today's poll question and every day's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, and we absolutely thank them for that. Yesterday's poll question, should we abolish the death penalty? Would you like to see it abolished here in this state? 8% said no. We need it. We got to have it. Because you're just making it so, well, there's no consequences. Even if there is consequences, there's no consequences. Because, well, nothing is enforced. And if you are forced to enforce something by the will of the people, then you change the laws. Public urination? Oh, no, we'll just take away the law against that. We don't want to enforce it anymore, so we'll just take it away. Camping along the Truckee? Hasn't gotten that far, but I'm waiting for them just to make it so it's not against the law anymore. Because that's what happens when you push back and your voice is heard. They just figure out another way to silence you. So at what point is, well, where's your breaking point? Where's your pushback? As we heard yesterday, Christy Scott over at Battleborn Firearms, she hit her breaking point in dealing with OSHA and this BS about masks. So now she has on her door that it is a mask-free zone. And it is her right to declare that. If you need help with that, there are people who will help you make a stand. You want to go shopping without a mask? If you feel that you don't have that spark inside of you to stand up and say no more of this ridiculousness, then go in a group. Go in a group of friends. 10. 15. There are organizations that are starting to put lists together who will do this with you. You know, they'll designate shopping days and then just go overwhelm the stores. Because if you don't start pushing back now and say that you've hit your breaking point, you're done, then we're all done. You heard that, if you were listening to Armstrong and Getty in the last segment there, you heard the, I don't even know if it's, I'm going to say demonic. The demonic jackal cackle. I like that. Jackal cackle. Of someone who in not months, but literally days, could be running this country. And everything is a joke to her. Now, I know that there is such a thing as nervous laughter, but that's not nervous laughter. That's not. So whether it be with the border crisis, which I guess someone in the Biden administration heard, because she ain't the liaison anymore. She ain't in charge of the border crisis. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall of that conversation. That's awesome. But to laugh at the horrendous, just tragic way that the kids are being treated. Kids are being taught to fear other kids if they don't have a mask on. They're being forced to play with masks on, when we know they don't need to wear masks. The lies are outright now coming from the WHO. People in China said that this escaped from a lab. The scientists, that, you know, that's probably one of the biggest detriments to all of this going on, is the science has been destroyed. The scientific community. Because you have the ones who are paid that if you don't say this, we're going to take away your grants. We do all your funding. And then the ones who are actually trying to get the scientific data out. I gotta thank the captain. I'm just going to call him the captain yesterday for giving me a great line. If the numbers don't back it up, it's opinion. The numbers I'm looking at, the numbers that people are giving me, the numbers do not back up a pandemic. They do not back up or warrant this state to be shut down. If they did, people would be dropping dead everywhere. But they're not. This is a fear-based, propaganda-based lie. As the one scientist says, the biggest hoax perpetrated on mankind. The largest crime against humanity in ever the civilized world. And so many are still following it. And you got this jackal cackle out there in Kamala Harris that is just going to perpetuate all of this. Yesterday, I tried to, I tried to ease you into the thought of vaccine passports because it's already being produced in New York City. New York City. So people stop and say, okay, well, I'm never going to go to New York City again. Well, good for you if that was your first thought. That kills off Broadway and all of that BS that's, you know, been paid for. Don't get me wrong. Broadway is a great thing. But it shouldn't be supported by the government. But here's the real kicker. Because those vaccine passports are going to be coming through the Biden administration. I'm sorry, the Biden-Harris administration. This is bad. Because those vaccine passports will control every single thing you do. And now they're saying that is going to link up with PayPal. If you want to find out anything about this, about the facial recognition, about deciding where you can go, even if money is taken out of your account, even if you could go down and have a cup of coffee at Code Coffee, we're all going to be digitized. And that is, again, a crime against humanity. Stick around. We're going to take a little visit, actually, to Code Coffee here in just a moment. We'll tell you why. On the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
If you're a tax accountant with difficult customers, it might be time to go to H&R Block. If they're upset about their refund, show them your 1040 and your 10mm. Rifle through the papers. Make them familiar with your flash suppression exemption. Then offer them a strong rate of return fire. They'll probably have an automatic deduction in their pants. H&R Block, where you can hold your customers over a barrel.
FM Talk. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, and it is time to push back. Let your voice be heard, and even if it's just with you saying, I know because public speaking is hard, even if it's just you standing up and saying, I disagree with this. This is bad for Nevada. Easy words. He hit his breaking point, not sure exactly when, but Nicholas St. John joins us right now with Washoe Patriots. Nicholas, thank you so much for calling in today. And when did you hit your breaking point to start pushing back? And
it was probably in about late March last year, but before I actually started taking an active role and trying to get with people, was early January, where we started saying, let's do this together. Let's formulate something. Let's make a difference. And let's start in the numbers that make the legislators and our various agencies take notice and know that we're serious about not doing this anymore.
So one of the few venues that is still open to the public, or eventually did reopen to the public, is the Washoe County School Board of Trustees. And today is a big meeting.
Yeah. We've organized. There's been some great organization, and a letter came out from Joy Gilbert's office outlining some things that should be very disturbing to every person who lives in this county. And so I went ahead and put up a a petition up on change.org. Right now we have 266 people who have signed this in literally 3 days. So that tells you that there's a lot of concern about this. And then, of course, people are going to be meeting over there. I will be eventually joining them. I won't be able to be there when they start, but I will eventually be there to make public comments about most of this stuff and primarily getting our schools back open so the kids aren't irreparably damaged from the nonsense that's been going on now for a year.
Yeah, but Nicholas, I know this is hard because, wow, you know, Paul White fought for so long to get parents to get their kids out of the Washoe County School District. Isn't it better that they're shut down and parents are seeing what they're actually teaching and what their kids are going through?
Yeah, there's a lot of good that's coming from this. A lot of people are starting to realize that as we're having basically being forced into basically an alternative society. So there are school groups, people that go, look, I can't do complete homeschooling, but now there's co-ops and there's people that are working with each other to help everyone get through this. And so those are some really great things. But there's still a lot of people that don't have an option or haven't figured out that there's an option for them. And those kids that are in school or should be in school, this has just been a disaster. Everything from suicides to hopelessness, despair, losing their friends, the isolation, all those
which
things.
Which leads to suicide.
Which we all grew up with. We were talking the other day. And we said, you know, they sit around and play the games or they're doing this stuff through Zoom. And, you know, when I grew up, I remember my mom, if she said it once, she said it a million times, go outside and play.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to get the interaction happening again.
Does the letter or anything contain masks that these kids can't keep wearing masks? There's no reason for them to wear masks. And it's frustrating.
It is. And people don't even know. I mean, I go out in public, of course, you know that I don't wear one. And I have two federal exemptions, which I'm more than glad to share with somebody that I don't wear one. I can't wear one. And it's my right not to wear one. And the governor has some exemptions, of which one of them in Directive 024, Section 7, Paragraph 1, is that children 9 and under are exempt from wearing these things. And yet you go outside and or go anywhere and you see parents with them on their kids, 9 and under all the time. And they don't know. But, you know, we don't know what the long-term effect is of all of the people who have been wearing these things incessantly day in and day out, loading up with carbon dioxide, lowering their oxygen content. And
oh,
that
we do. We have dentists coming out and saying that the uptick in gum disease, which can lead to death, is just incredible.
Sure.
So, you know, there's a purpose to wear masks. What we are going through right now is not that purpose.
That's exactly right. Yeah, there are places. Every time I hear someone say, well, I'm trying to protect you, listen, don't worry about me. I'll take care of my health. That's part of my God-given ability to decide on what I can and can't do or what I will or won't do to protect myself. I was actually told yesterday that because I won't wear a mask or can't wear a mask, that I should just stay home. Well, that's not your choice. That's my choice. And I'm not endangering anybody, and no one can prove that I am.
Yeah, it's – this is where we all – have to get involved. So, Nicholas,
absolutely.
Again, where is the meeting today and what time can people get there? And especially to address the Washoe County School Board, because they've been messing with the times and the locations and not giving specifics, which is actually, again, a violation.
Yeah, we're all wondering why there's rules at all if you're not going to follow them. Yeah, today's meeting is at DeMonte Ranch High School, and I don't have the address specifically, but it's a pretty easy place to find. And they, it's, again, you're right, they're moving the target all over the place. One of the things that they're doing is they have a special session that starts at noon. And whenever that gets done, then the regular meeting starts. So it could be 1:30, 1:45, 2:30, 3 o'clock. I don't know what that session all involves. But so it's, we're going to be guessing as to exactly what time. A lot of people are expecting to start about 2 o'clock. So if you want to be there by 2, you do need to fill out if you're going to do a public comment. And you were right when you just said, look, just stand up and say, this is nonsense. We want this fixed. And you don't have to, you know, you got 2 minutes. You don't have to take 2 minutes. If you're afraid to talk, just say, we need this fixed, and we want to know what you're going to do to fix it. And so it's very simple, very succinct, and get in. But you have to fill out a card saying, I want to do the public comment. And then when they call your name, just go up and make that comment and then sit down. And I want to applaud everybody, encourage everyone to go out today to Damani Ranch and make their voices heard. It's time to start pushing back and get this stuff fixed. So thanks, everybody, for signing the petition. If you still want to sign it, WashoePatriots.com, and it's on our homepage. You can go on and sign that. We've got 266 trying to get up to 300 before we send that off today.
Well, I know we had a few signatures out last Saturday, too, when we were in Carson City. But let me tell you, the other big travesty that is coming our way is AB 255. And it makes 3 of 7 school board members in Clark and Washoe counties appointed positions. That hearing is today at 1 o'clock. So get in on that hearing and then head on out to Damani Ranch High School. So, Nicholas, thank you so much for joining me today, and good luck. I'm going to try to make it. I don't know if I can, but, you know, moving schedules, this is important for people to be at. So, Nicholas, thank you so much.
Well, there's so much of that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. It's coming at us from every direction. It truly is. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back with some sweet treats and something else you can do at Code Coffee right now to help get this place opened up. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk weather. Doesn't matter if your glass is broken, cracked, or just dirty. Glass Doctor of Reno is your one call for all things glass. 910-0737. A calmer day today, but mid to upper 50s, a cool day. Tomorrow, mid to 60s. Say goodbye to March, and on Thursday, we say hello to April with low 70-degree readings. Today at 5, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And some interesting comments back already as I was talking about the vaccination passport. And love this response. Let your money talk. Don't go to places at all that require a COVID passport. The key to this is money. It's the dollars. It's about the Benjamins, people. It really is. Money makes the world go around. That's what some people just focus on. And if you've got the money, you've got the power. And unfortunately, it's only about 1% of this world out there, and yet they want to control everybody. And I hate to tell you this, because if you go down this path, which you really should, then stay true, stay strong. It's not just about visiting other countries. It's about visiting other states. We're seeing Ron DeSantis get in on the fight that, hey, Florida's open. No COVID passports here. But then you better plan on driving, because the airlines are for it and pushing it. And if there are any kids in the room, I'm sorry. Disneyland, Disney World is pushing it. They want COVID They want COVID passports. They want vaccination passports. Well, if you haven't looked into Walt Disney's history, that might be a trip through the history books that you can go to. That, again, is the problem. We don't teach history. And then we don't think about the consequences that comes from it. What happened after World War II? What happened after World War II? Two words. Operation Paperclip. All of these scientists from Nazi Germany came to this country and their families. And they got very prominent positions. We brought Nazi Germany over here. We brought the ideas. We brought the mindsets. We brought the intelligence, the science. How can we control people? These are exact things that these scientists were working on over in Germany. But people learn eventually, if you're going to do something on a large scale, you have to keep it quiet. And we've been quiet for too long. Because now we are seeing the fruits of our apathy turning against each other. Now it's not just race and religion. It's common sense and facts versus fear. It's vaccination versus non-vaccination. And let me tell you, if you are non-vaccination, you will be ostracized by the media, by the government, by your friends, by your family. And it is going on right now. And it's the same thing with masks. If you're mask, non-mask. I have it in my own family. My mother, to keep her business open, wears a mask. At least I've got her to the point where, and she has enough sense, she doesn't wear it when people aren't in the building. I saw somebody sitting in their car wearing their mask. They were sitting there when I got there. And they were sitting there when I left, wearing their mask. Out of fear. When there should be no fear. We're better than that. But people are finally getting to the point of pushback. It's time to stop the insanity. So, head on over to Code Coffee, Rylan and Wells. You will see a couple of vehicles there that have American flags on them, that have signs, and people asking for your signature. This signature is going on to a petition that is going to be delivered to the Washoe County Commission. It says, we want this county open. Because the person standing in your way is the chairman of the Washoe County Commissioners, Bob Lucy. So much so that the building is now being shut down. The entire Washoe County complex building there, not the entire complex, but the main building where the commission chambers are, is being shut down on meeting days. Do you understand the gravity of that? People who work in that building, like our county assessor, could not gain access to his office. He had his badge, everything. Everything. Wouldn't let him in. They were going by the strictest guidelines set down by Cicilline himself that says only this many people. Well, you've got the commissioners, their staff, the staff they want there, the opinions from people on projects that they're working on, those people are allowed in, and then nobody else. That's tyranny. That's a dictator. That is your government. The one that works for you that is currently working against you. Just like the state of Nevada. Just like any business out there that is telling you you can't enter if you don't have a mask on. So what happened to all those people who were going in to pay license fees to get licenses, not driver's license, to get other licenses, business licenses or marriage licenses? Turned away. So not only can people not do their job and access the building, but people who want to participate in the services that are supposed to be provided for this county are denied service as well. Why are you not on the phone to friends and family in this county, sending out emails? It is an easy drive over to Code Coffee. Grab something good and sign the petition. And remember this, at election time, the only county commissioner out of all of them who is working to open this county so people can get back to life is Jeannie Herman. That petite little woman is a fireball. She is the only one fighting. Isn't it time to step up and help her? Isn't it time to end all of this nonsense? Ryland and Wells, do it as soon as you can. This is probably the most important thing that we're working on in Washoe County today. But at the legislature, just like the county, shut down, going by Zoom. Well, that's not the way to conduct business. I'll bring you back some bills that are being heard today. And just the literal atrocities that Democrat legislators are bringing upon us. And even some Republicans. It's the Monica Jay Show. We're giving away chocolate bunnies today. That's right. Our favorite chocolate shop in glorious Gardnerville, right there in the Rayleigh Shopping Center. The Chocolate Shop. Chocolate, S-H-O-P-P-E dot U-S. If you want to order online. But right now, caller number 4, you get one courtesy of the Monica Jay Show.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today, and big congratulations going out to me. No, not me. I get enough chocolate. Big congratulations going out to Monica from Sparks. She picked herself up that chocolate bunny filled with either marshmallow or peanut butter, her choice. Oh, I wonder if they could do a mixture. Do half and half. I'm going to have to call them and see if they can do that. You never know. It's handmade. Why not? All right, Monica, congratulations and thanks for listening to the show. Greatly appreciated. And you are going to love the goodies, all of the goodies at the chocolate shop in the Rayleigh Shopping Center in glorious Gardnerville. And just the drive as well. Take a look at the community around us. And then think to yourself, why is this happening? Why is all of this happening in such a beautiful location, in such of a close-knit, great values, morals? Well, because a paid Democrat is in charge. You know, people were talking about the shooting in Virginia. Yes, a shooting in Virginia. And it just, it astounds me how short people's memories are. Remember all the money that the most anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment, anti, well, any American or human right, Michael Bloomberg? Remember all the money that he pumped in to the Virginia elections to make sure that anti-gun Democrats were elected? Remember how much money he pumped into this state to get anti-gun, anti-any right whatsoever, Steve Sisolak elected? And all the other little minions that seem to do his bidding? Do you really think that Aaron Ford would have been elected had it not been for the money that was pumped into their campaigns? So was it the money or was it the Dominion voting machines? Because there are counties popping up all over this country now that are banning the use, and I love it that Michigan was first, but they are banning the use of Dominion voting machines. Do you really think that we are going to have a fair, fraud-free, ooh, the three Fs, fair, fraud-free election if Dominion voting machines are used and Smartmatic? I am urging people right now, we've got a primary coming up in just a year's time. I am urging you now to either fight to get rid of Dominion voting machines, contact your legislators and the Secretary of State, tell them you don't want this BS in the next election, especially since they're making it a law, putting it in place to set in stone fraudulent mail-in balloting. If it doesn't happen, the only way we can have a fair election is to use the paper ballot, make sure the creases are solid, make sure it is filled out properly, and you take it in and you hand deliver it to the registrar of voters. I don't even trust those boxes that are at the voting locations. Because people are too lazy to get up out of their chair and put it into the main locked box. They throw it into a box that's usually sitting next to them. At least that's what I watched. So just take it straight to the registrar of voters. And start asking the registrar of voters to start looking at the people who always sign up to be poll workers, not poll watchers. Two different things, poll workers, and get signed up to be a poll worker now, because you have to go through training, you have to get on lists. Contact your registrar of voters and get in the system to be a poll worker. I'm not saying that poll workers are dishonest, but there's too many inconsistencies. People aren't being watched like they should be. Just think about this. We don't have to have a card, an ID card, to vote, but anything else in life? You're going to have a vaccination card? Imagine that.